Good afternoon, Twins Trucking.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Glenda in?
This is her.
Hi, Glenda. This is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Look, I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I am just following up on an offer that our bank had extended out to you a couple weeks ago. Wasn't sure if you happened to come across it or anything like that. We sent it in the mail. It was an offer for some equipment financing and working capital based off of a working capital loan you had done last year.
I don't recall receiving anything like that.
Okay, well, I mean, that's kind of why I'm following up and seeing if you guys have anything coming up towards the end of the year here in which we might be able to help you out. We have you guys pre-approved with us for $250,000, so I'm just here to introduce myself, you know, see if you have anything that I might be able to help you out with.
Well, what type of financing do you do?
So we have two different programs. We have the equipment financing and the working capital program. I'm sure you're probably familiar with both of them a little bit. The equipment financing is like your traditional loan. So think of it like a car loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and then rates are in the mid single digits. And then the working capital loan, looks like you guys had done something in the past with the working capital loan. Is that true? Something last year?
Not my favorite thing right now either.
Right. Is it not your favorite thing because of the current lender that you have gone with?
No. You know, we went with OnDeck, which, you know, they've been pretty good. It's just the very first time I had done something like that, and probably not my favorite type of financing, just to be honest.
Right. I mean, I can only imagine they probably gave you an exorbitantly high rate the first time, daily payments, things like that. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yep, all of them.
Yep. So, yep. Yeah, I mean, with them, you know, we've worked with OnDeck clients before. A lot of their clients come to us for better rates and better terms and things of that nature because they weren't too satisfied with what they got with OnDeck. Are you looking to maybe pay off that loan? Was it a one-year loan, a two-year loan, or are you looking maybe for some additional capital that you might want to use for the business?
I'm definitely looking for additional for the business. Not to mention, I would love to pay that off also, but my equipment is also still has some financing still on. Like, I believe we have three trucks that are paid in full. We have several trailers that are paid in full, but we have 16 trucks that still have liens on them. Twelve of them have 7 payments left on them, and the other ones have a little bit longer.
Okay, so that was 6 have 7 payments left, or 7 had...
12 of them have 7 payments left.
Okay, 12 of them have 7 payments left, so that's fairly short, you know, coming up. You almost paid them off in full, and then so that means 4 of them are left that you would like to pay off in its entirety, or what are you looking to do? You know, how can I be of assistance to help you out here? You know,
well,
is there something in particular?
You guys go back? How does your equipment financing work? Like, how old do you go, and, you know, what's the percent? I mean, how do you value them, and what percent of them do you refinance?
Like, so for us, for our programs, a refinance would come down to if you had bought something or if you financed something within the last 30 days, that's something that we would focus on refinancing. But if it wasn't within the last 30 days and you're looking to maybe just pay them off in full, we would just provide you with the capital to pay them off in full. When you're bringing on new equipment, that's typically what we try and do is get you set up with that program, the equipment financing program, so that we have you on those terms that are in your favor, so that you're not looking to, you know, having an extended loan out so long that you don't want it to be out that long of a period of time, you know, so that you get the payments done in the time that you want. What was the total payments left, the total amount left that you have on these trucks, if you're looking to just pay them off in full?
I believe it's a little over, it's somewhat over $100,000. I don't have those exact figures in front of me.
Yeah, not a problem. The ballpark's good enough here. So that's $100,000 payments. Okay. And you would like to just pay them off completely, correct? If I have that. Okay, you would like to pay them off correctly. Okay, let's see. And where were you guys, you know, on track for your annual sales like last year? Because the way that our working capital program operates, the programs that we're able to open up for you, it's based off of sales and not your guys' credit. So what we do is we free up around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash for you. So if you're looking to pay them off, the working capital loan would probably be the best thing. And since you've, you know, worked with OnDeck in the past, we're probably able to get you much better terms than, you know, what they set you up with.
Okay, so you're needing to know, it's how much of your annual?
It's like 10 to 15% is usually our range that we kind of work with. We try and get you qualified for the most amount of money possible, and then you're able to choose how much you would like to use.
Well, I know what my 2015 annual was, 2.7, let me see where I've got that somewhere here, 2.7 something.
So 2.7, that'll free probably up around 270,000 to around maybe 350,000 of just unsecured cash. And that would definitely cover the amount to pay off the trucks, have a little extra capital, pay off OnDeck, and then have just one consolidated loan with us, if that's the path that you're looking to do, like just pay off everything in its entirety, have a little extra cash on hand, or if you're even looking to bring on trucks towards the end of the year here, is that something that you're looking at doing?
No more trucks. I think we're looking at a couple of specific trailers that we're needing by the end of the year, but we're in the search of those right now, trying to find them.
Okay. Are you going with that traditional equipment financing route, or are you trying to just pay them off in full?
It'll probably be the financing.
Okay. How many trailers are you looking to bring on? Are you already in the talks with some people?
Yeah. It's our biggest customer. They are looking for us to add two more. It's a specific line of stuff that we haul for them, and it takes like it's called a walking floor trailer.
Walking floor trailer. Okay. Yeah. Well, what does that exactly carry? What do you guys use that for?
Our biggest customer is a metals recycler, and so they have what they call fluff, which is when they send a car through the shredder, it separates mm-hmm. the metal from all of the fluff, like the dash and all that sort of stuff, which is trash to them. So that is hauled from their place to the landfill, and it takes a walking floor to do that.
Okay, yeah. You know, that's interesting that you said that, because this morning I was in the talks with the guy trying to help him get finance for a new truck and trailer, and he does, he uses his trucks for scrap metal and things like that, in that nature, to kind of like take them to the dumps as well and take them to the salvage yards, things like that. So it's funny that you're saying that that's kind of like one of your biggest customers. Okay, so you have a walking Ford trailer that you're looking to get, so you need how many of them? Just one or two?
We need two of them.
Two of them? And then how much do those cost? How much will those run you?
It depends on whether we find a nice used one or a used one or a new one. They could go anywhere from, I think we paid like 30-some thousand for the first two that we have, and we've seen them all the way up to 50 or 100. Depends on how much you want to go.
Yeah, right.
We don't want to go that high.
No, I assume that you want to get a really good trailer for the best possible price, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to try and buy something that's super expensive that you don't want to, you know, have for a certain amount of time, but you want to have it just in case. Okay, so is that 30,000 total, or is that 30,000 for each?
Per trailer. That's
per trailer. Okay. That's good. I'm taking notes here, so just want to see, you know, what, and you know, the way that I can help you out. Okay, so let me just do a quick recap. So it looks like you're trying to pay off a couple of those trucks that you have payments on right now, and to do that, you'll need probably some capital. And it looks like you're looking for some equipment financing for those two new walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so Glenda, with our program, for the equipment financing at least, if you've been in the talks with a few other lenders, which I would assume that you have been, you know, probably talking to your vendor, probably talking to a couple other banks, things like that, what we do is we offer a match or beat policy. So if those lending hands have already given you a rate on those trailers, you would have to send that over to me, and I would like get that to our underwriting department if you want to go through our application process, see how we can help you out, and we can either match that or beat that, at least for the trailers, and then I could see what it can get you for the amount of capital that you're looking for. Does that sound like something that you want to do? That you want to go see if you know, the best way that we can help you out here?
Yeah. Well, like I said, we haven't even found the trailers yet, so we aren't in any talks with anybody else yet. We're still in the process of looking for them. They're not such an easy trailer to find, at least, you know, unless you want to buy them new, and then they're real expensive, which we're not willing to do that right now.
Right, okay.
But we are definitely in need of those as quickly as we can get them, so we are in search of those. And as far as the other, what is the process on the other? What do you guys do? How does
So for our working capital loan, it's extremely easy process. Our application is just a one-page application. You fill that out with all the correct information. And then there's a few other documents that I'll just probably have to get from you guys. It's 6 months of your most recent bank statements, last year's tax return, so 2015 tax return. And if you don't have the 2015 tax return, 2014 would work as well. And then it would also be, do you guys take credit cards by any chance for payments?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
Okay, cool. So then I wouldn't have to worry about any merchant processing things. But so all it is just those three things. And then I can get you an approval within 24 hours. So you can have an answer right on your desk. And we can talk about, you know, the rates that we got, the types of programs we got you qualified for and things like that. And then depending on, you know, if you like what we have to say, when we hash a few things out, we're able to fund you within 48 hours. So that's a two-day process in which we can get you the capital you're looking for. And that's a two-day process that can get everything paid off and get you money for the business.
Okay. So basically, are you the same type? What's the name of your company? I'm sorry, first. I didn't even get that.
Not a problem. We're called Bank of Cardiff. So that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
We're a privately held business bank out here in San Diego, over here in California. We've been doing these types of loans for the last 12 years. You know, we've been in the business longer than these guys like On Deck, who don't even have like a 2-year average. So we've seen it all. We've been able to help customers who are looking for the exact same things that you're looking for right now. And it's been our specialty, especially equipment financing. That's how we started out. That was our bread and butter from the beginning, and you know, we've continued through it. And with our working capital, we were one of the first companies to do it when it started back in 2008. So we have a long-standing history of working with these certain types of programs and providing capital to customers. So it's not like something where we're a guy just sitting around calling people and saying, hey, I can give you money, but I've only been in business for like 4 months. You know, we're actually an established business. And we're here to help you guys out, grow your business, and you know, build that relationship up with you. We're not trying to just give you a loan and say, here you go, take the loan, and not have any contact with you. We want to be there for you and be that lending hand that helps you get through these types of situations.
Right. Well, I have to say that I have not had very, very much good to say about that type of funding, to be honest with you. So I can kind of give you a little bit of a rundown. What's going on with me is my husband and I have been in business since 2002.
Okay.
We have rented a building for about 9 years.
Okay.
And we were paying about $9,000 a month for rent. And so we had an opportunity, a family friend who had a piece of property who would lease it to us for about 7 or 8 years, long enough for us to get our building built on here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get everything settled and give us a little bit of time, and then we would roll the mortgages, like finance the building and the property together.
Right.
And so we did that. We've leased the building or the property, and it's only been about a year. The building is up. We are in it. We still have a few more things left to do. But through this process is where I went to people like, well, we start with the banks, of course, and you want to do the small business, and they have been working on it for about 9 months now, and I've still yet to hear any answers out of them.
Exactly, yeah, that process takes a while. Takes a very long time. That's kind of why, like, with us, the quick and easy process to get you that answer, to see whether or not you even want to go through with it, helps.
Yes, and that's why I went with people, I don't know how it came to me or how it came across my desk, but On Deck did. And we thought, okay, we've already started the process, but the bank has not given us the answers that they say they're going to give us. But now we're in the middle of this, and now what do we do?
Right.
And so that's where we get with On Deck, and that's where that all started. And then someone else, months later, has came back and said, hey, you know, you still need financing, which we did. The building was not complete. We still have a couple more things to do. Even though we're working out of the building, there's still things that need to be finished still today. And so he's like, you know, I can do this for you, and then we'll get a second on that, but then I can roll it right into a term loan, and then we can roll them all together, and it's all down to one.
So it just seems like there's one complicated process then.
Yeah, as I said, this financing to me is new. So I have no idea how it worked, and I really didn't understand the cost of the interest on those types of loans. I did not know. When they're saying 1 point something, I didn't realize it was astronomical at the time. So
So they were just running. They were running you numbers, and you didn't even know what was going on, right?
I had no idea what's going on, but now I've got a first and a second, and I need them paid off, and I need to rebuild because they have taken so much of my capital money every week to pay that. I need to get my capital built back up in my business, so I would like to pay them off and put cash back in my business.
Yeah, see, that's
kind of where I'm at. And
okay.
The gentleman is kind of like really, oh, yeah, we've got the approval, but we're waiting on this. You know, if you've got the approval on a term loan, what are you waiting on?
Yeah, see, this is where, you know, I've had this happen before. I've dealt with clients like yourself who have had this exact situation happen. And here's what I'm going to tell you, Glenda. I'm going to give it to you straight. When we get that approval with you.
Honest to God, tell you, I'm sorry. I've had more calls than I care to say on.
Oh, of course, I would only assume so.
And everybody tells me they're going to do this, they're going to do this, and it's just a huge letdown in the end. And I just want somebody to be honest.
No, and that's what I'm going to tell you here, and that's why, like I said, because we've been in business for so long, we've definitely seen this exact type of situation come up with us. I'm going to tell you that when I get the approval on what, you know, you're looking for exactly, I'm going to give you straight. We have a fixed payback option. There's no APR. There's nothing like that. We tell you how much you pay back, and you pay it back. And then it depends
that's
on... That's exactly what I can tell you. Because it's a fixed payback, we tell you the amount that you're going to borrow and then the amount that you're going to pay us back. So it's just one simple number, no APRs, no different types of rates that can fluctuate and change and anything like that. And then we can get you on the proper payment path, whether that's whatever program that you qualify with. We're going to get you obviously qualified with the best one. You guys have been in business for a long time. You've definitely, you know, established yourselves there. And of course, I want to help you guys out. It seems like you know, you're in that position where we can definitely be that hand to pay off this debt, get everything settled. You can, like, stop worrying about everything here, and then we are the ones that you can come to.
Yes, because as I said, I've got way more financing that I'm going to need done over the next few years, such as this property and this building. Like, my husband and I have pumped over $600,000 into this building. And
is that your own capital? Were you guys using your own money?
Using our own money,
yep,
and
that's
what
a
little bit of the on deck is for, and that's a little bit what the second one was for. But but out of the 200 and some odd thousand that's still owed to them, we still have over $600,000 in this building.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are waiting to see, you know, with the years to come, how you're going to pay that back in terms of the building, not just the on deck loan. The on deck loan,
exactly.
we can help out with that, but the building, you know. With us, too, we can actually get the secondary positions if you're looking at that. So with us, let's say we give you a two-year term, right? This is a hypothetical. So if we give you a two-year term, what we do is with our programs, halfway through the programs, you have the option of, you know, extending it out and trying to get more money to use. If you like what we've given you, we can extend the payments, change the way the terms are, things like that. That happens halfway through our payment process. So with that, you know, you kind of can see where you're sitting in the next year, depending on, you know, what terms we got for you. But it all comes down to this approval and what we can do. And the only way to do that is to go through the application process, because it sounds like this is something that needs to be fixed immediately. And Glenda,
yes,
if you want to get it fixed immediately, I just need you to go through the application process, and I can get you numbers to work with by tomorrow.
Okay, you can send me the application. Let me take a look at it, be honest with you. And I also want to tell you this. I've had the one gentleman that I've been working with who's literally scared me to death to talk to anybody else, because every single time I say something, it's like it gets back to him. And he's like, Glenda, you're going to kill the deal that I already have because they see you shopping somewhere else. So,
look, don't worry about what one.
I'm a little bit scared to death because
don't worry about.
I need it.
Yeah,
to get
see, don't let somebody like that tell you that how to run your business, because he's just waiting to see if, you know, he can close that deal with you. It's not, that's not the way that you would like to establish yourself with somebody like that, or build that type of relationship. That's not a way that somebody should be treating you, you know, and be telling you those types of things, because it's blatant lying, and that's not, you know, how you want to deal with somebody. Those types of people,
right.
Is this the personal friend that you're talking about, or is this the guy from On Deck?
No, it's the one on the second that I told you I had.
Okay, yeah, see, so what I'm telling you is a guy like that you want to be careful for, and a guy like that is not somebody you would like to continue doing business with, at least. So here's what I'll do. What's the best this. I can shoot you over that application along with the other documents I'll need from you. And then when you get everything and you want to send that back in to me, if you want to get that back by the end of the day today, if you have time to, you know, pull out those documents and send them my way, you can either fax it or email it. What's the best email I can shoot you that over?
My email is G Halcom, mm-hmm. H-A-L-C-O, M as in Mary, B as in boy, mm-hmm. at Twins mm-hmm. Trucking Inc. com.
Okay, perfect. I got that. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to shoot over that application. If you're on the computer right now, check it out. Sometimes these things might end up in the spam folder. It's just because,
right.
you know,
right.
the bank just always, whatever, it just happens. So check the spam folder. And if it did get to you, why don't you write back to me in an email saying, hey, I got it. Thank you. I'm going to take a look at it and then see what I can do. And then so that way I know that you were able to get it. And then from there, get those documents together and shoot them over my way. I'll have all my contact information on the email as well as our website to our company. You can check us out and see, you know, what we've done in the past, the way that we've helped people out, and a little bit of our history. And then we can see what happens.
You're a Better Business Bureau. Are you accredited by the Better Business Bureau?
Yes, we have an A+ Better Business Bureau, and we have a 5-star Google Plus review, customer review.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
See. Yeah, it seems like this conversation is a godsend. It's definitely sounds like something that, you know, we can help you out with.
I'm hoping that I can see that you get that information and I have an answer tomorrow. It's not something that I have a lot of time to waste because they have wasted a lot of my time now.
No, and so, that's what we pride ourselves on is that ability to become really quick, with everything. And okay, so just a quick, preliminary question in terms of a few things about the working capital. You know, so you guys have been in business for the last 14 years since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then how would you guys rate your credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Somewhere in the middle? Do you know the exact number or like your personal credit?
I don't know the exact number. I believe, you know, my husband was somewhere around, and that's what I see and what you guys. My understanding is what you would see would be totally different than what I could see, but
true, true.
Also, you know, we've used a lot. It's that we have a lot extended because we've had to go out and use that in order to help with this.
Yeah, well, the good thing is that these types of loans, they don't go on the personal credit. They go on the business credit. I don't know if you know that.
Right, okay.
So it's a little bit different. So, yeah, it goes on business credit, not your guys' personal credit. So it won't affect the way that your guys' credit is, especially if you're looking to, you know, pull out a mortgage or anything like that. It doesn't affect that. It just goes straight onto the business. Okay, so that's not a problem. That's something that we can find out. And then, okay, I think for right now that is.
Have you sent it? I'm on email right now.
Okay, yeah, I can send that right now. Let me shoot that to you real quick. I'll pull it up. Let me just, I'll do that. So
there's another guy on here who just sent one too. That it's crazy. I can't tell you how much I get called or.
I would imagine so. It looks like you know. I would imagine when they call you, they say, hey, it looks like you guys did some work with blah, blah, blah. How can we help
yes.
you out? Same things
yes.
like that. Yeah. I mean,
well,
a lot
I
of the...
I talked to you last week when I know you didn't talk to me last week. No, you didn't.
True, true, true. That happens. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'm going to shoot that email right now. Let me read it over real quick. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a one-page
you
app.
You're not a broker, right?
No, no, no. We're a private business bank. We're not a broker or anything of that sort.
Thank God.
So let's see.
Because that's what you might find, too, is that somebody has taken my thing, and they have brokered it out, and it's went everywhere. And that's what's got me aggravated, too.
Okay, so let me see this here. One-page app, most recent 6 months, bank statement. Yeah, okay, so I will shoot you it right now. So I'm going to note here that once you get everything into me, I can get you approved in 24 and fund in 48. So it's just really quick. So you know it's a quick process. All right, I'm shooting that over right now. And that's and your first name is spelled G-L-E-N-D-A, right? I want to make sure
that
I spelled that.
That is
okay.
correct.
Okay. All right. I'm going to shoot it right over right now. The working capital application should be attached
right,
to.
I will definitely, you know, I don't know if you need to send me anything on the trailers if we would need to get with you on that.
Yes, I would. But, I'd rather when that time comes, if you just want to give
later.
Me a phone call. Yeah. And see, you know, if you want to pull the trigger on that. Because that's a different application. But since we'll already have, like, most of your stuff on file, it would be much simpler. All you would have to do is fill out the application and just provide a quote for those trailers, and we can get you that approval.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. So I just sent it, so let me know if you got it.
Okay. yeah, I want to make sure before you kind of hang up here and receive everything here. Yeah, Nico?
Mm-hmm.
Yism, it just came through here.
Perfect. Okay, so, just fill that out. Get those documents to me, and it doesn't hurt. You know, we don't charge any type of fees or anything like that to go through the approval process. I know sometimes these people, they say they don't, and then they do, but we don't do anything like that. It's a free approval process just to see what we can get you guys qualified for. And then when I get that answer, I'm going to give you a call back probably tomorrow. I know if you can get it in to by the end of the day, that would be great. I can probably get you that answer by tomorrow, but if it takes a little more than 24 hours, I will call you on Friday morning. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I have all this information already put together in files for the last.
Oh, okay.
Week, so I will have it probably here in just a few minutes. So.
Perfect. Wow, I appreciate that then. Okay. And then, that was the last question that I had. So you and your husband, are you guys split 50-50% ownership? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of your husband? I think because I have you as the.
Tom?
Yeah, okay, Tom. Perfect. All right, so you and Tom are both 50-50. That helps a lot. And yeah, if you just fill out that application, and I'm going to need both signatures, though, from you and Tom. So if Tom's around and you want to get that signature from him,
yes.
That would be perfect. And then you just either fax that over my way or send it via email, whichever way is more convenient. And then I will send that. I will walk those documents over to underwriting myself so that I know that they're going to have it in their hands, okay?
That would be great, and the sooner I can get an answer one way or the other, that would be fantastic. It's another thing I'm having a problem with. Somebody says they're going to do something they don't follow through. So
nope.
At least an answer of some sort would be great. And then,
well, you could trust me, okay? This is what we do.
Where's your city at? Where are you guys at?
We're over here in San Diego. We're on the West Coast.
Oh, you're in California.
Yeah, sunny San Diego.
A lot of the people I've been talking to has been New York, and I'm not impressed.
yeah. Careful with the New Yorkers, man. Careful with those New Yorkers.
Yes, I know. Been there once in my life, and I thought they were very rude people.
my parents went there over for their 25th anniversary, so they were over there, and they said it's a little different lifestyle than what the West Coast has to offer. We're from the San Francisco area, so they have that type of lifestyle, and then when they go over to New York, they were like, oh my God, these people, they can be rude. But it's just the way that they are. They come off as rude from other people, but it's just the way they are. They're just straightforward with you. They don't. There's no BS.
It's such a fast-paced life over there that you walk down the streets and they just knock you over. It's like, get out of my way.
Yep.
I have to be in a meeting in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Goodness,
All right, Glenda. Yeah. Okay, so just get those documents over to me, and I will get it over to underwriting.
All right, sounds great.
Perfect.
And can you tell me, will you do a soft or a hard pull? Or
it's a very soft pull. It's a soft pull. That's
so they
it.
Would not even know to
no,
like
we,
anything
no.
with that, right?
We go through experience, so it's
Thanks.
A very soft pull. Yeah, it's not like we're not just going to run the entire thing. No, trust us, it's a soft pull.
Okay.
I get asked that question a lot, too.
Yeah, I would. Before you ever do a hard pull, I'd want to know that you're going to do that.
Oh, of course, and I would definitely let you know.
Okay, and then there are two things that I would want you to know. Then I want you to know on Experian. And this is something that people ask me, do you have any tax liens or anything like that?
Right.
Tax lien from 3 or 4 years ago, it was $589. My husband and I still have no idea what it is. We paid for it. It's cleared off, but it was on there.
Okay, that's good.
I have no idea what it was. We just thought, let's pay it just to get it off there because we couldn't figure out what it was. I have no idea still.
Mm-hmm.
The other one you'll see, 2014, and that was we had our returns filed in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
My CPA realized there was a mistake made, and we filed an amended return, but the IRS had gone off of the original return and showed a balance owed on that return, filed a lien, made us make payments on it until they could go through the amended return to only find out that we did not owe them anything, and then they had to pay me back the payments that I made.
Okay.
So just so there's some little bit of history. I don't know if it's still sitting on there or.
Okay.
Not.
Well, yeah. That's something that we'll see. And if that's of any concern, I'll give you a call and kind of talk about it. But it just is there. A lien's there. It's not going to be that big of an issue, especially if you're making the payments or if you've already paid it off, right? So.
Oh yeah. They had to give me my money back because they really did not owe them, but they made me make the payments until they could get the amended return in the system.
Okay.
So
okay.
We really
right.
didn't owe them anything. They had to give me my money back, but they threw it out there until they was able to resolve everything. So.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then just with that application, just make sure you fill out everything. You don't ask questions about like the type of building that you guys are leasing, the payments on that, things like that. Just make sure everything is completely filled out so I wouldn't have to give that follow-up call and say, hey, kind of forgot a few things. I need something back from you, okay?
Yeah. I'll try to put all that on there. There's the lease is just on the land. It's not on the property. It's not on the building. So that's
okay,
what you want
okay.
on there.
Yeah, it'll have the information of what exactly it's looking at for. So
okay.
Yeah, just fill that out, and then when I get it, if I have any questions, I'll just give you a call. Is this the best number to reach you at?
No, I would rather give you my cell phone number.
Okay, what's your cell phone number?
And my number's 317.
317.
Yep, 403.
403.
6012.
6012. Okay, I will call you then if I get the answer on your cell phone, since it's the best way of getting a hold of you.
Absolutely, and like I said, if I don't answer, I'll be in and out. So you can always leave me a message, and I will always call you back. You can always text me and say, "Hey, Glenda, this is Nico. I'm getting ready to call you. You know, just so I can be prepared."
Perfect.
So,
okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay, Glenda. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Then.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye bye.